好，下一個議程第三項是關於啟德的Station Square 那個設計。各位委員可能都會留意到，我們之前在2016年2月26日即是差不多一年之前呢，就做過一個 Value Management Workshop 的，我們也都有個別會員呢是曾經出席過。今天呢就是這個LCSD康文署和 ASD 建築署呢，就是提交了文件，是第六號文件呢，就是去徵詢委員對於這個 Station Square 那個設計。歡迎團隊啦，就出席今次個會議啦，咁就包括即係建築署嘅Alice Young、Thomas Wan、Raymond Lau、Donald Leung、Minerva Hui 同埋 Vicky Lam， 咁另外亦都係有 LCSD 嘅 Mr. Michael Chiu、陳子峰同埋 Brenda Young 嘅，咁就歡迎大家。委員有沒有需要是申報利益？是Freddy。
我曾經參與過個區附近嗰啲規劃嗰、那個那個 development control 嗰個 guideline 嘅設計。2010年左右啦。
OK 好啊。
你決定。
多謝你。係。我睇唔到，我睇唔到有任何嘅利益衝突。OK， 好，咁如果大家準備好嘅話咧，就
I want to stay friends with the chairman.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Paul. Wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah.
I know he needs coffee tomorrow.
Yeah. He want the meeting to be run more effectively, actually. Okay. 好，咁啊，嗱，嚟緊我哋俾15分鐘時間，proponent 咧係去做你哋嘅 presentation 嚇。咁而家時間交俾 Alice 同你嘅團隊。
LCST 嘅 Michael 好似想做個 opening remark， 我俾阿 Michael 做先。
好啊，主席，各位委員，咁首先係少少簡介關於呢個啟德車站廣場嘅一啲嘅資料啦。咁其實頭先啊，主席我聽到都講咗咧，就係喺2016年1月嘅時候咧，我哋都舉行咗個價值管理工作坊，部分委員都有出席嘅。咁我哋收集咗所有意見之後咧，其實喺同年嘅4月咧，就向九龍城區議會核下嘅文娛康樂同埋地區設施管理委員會咧，就匯報個結果。咁到11月嘅時候咧，亦都向該委員會咧係徵詢啟德車站廣場一個嘅大綱設計，咁亦都得到佢哋嘅支持噶。咁跟住落嚟咧，即係時間關係咧，咁我交俾建築署嘅同事咧，就阿 Thomas 咧就去為各位委員咧係介紹個成個廣場嘅設計嘅內容啦。
We'll start with the connectivity. As you know, the Kai Tak Station Square is the largest urban space in Hong Kong, and this is also a center hub of the Kai Tak area. So the way to connect to the waterfront is basically through the Sports City, this large piece of podium, into the Metro Park, and through that we can go through the city waterfront. And also, beside that, there's various parks connect with that. Next, we can see Longjun Bridge, Song Wong Toi Park, Avenue Park, Metro Park. So it's very well connected and is a really central piece of urban space in Kai Tak and East Kowloon. Project scope. And here basically is the cycle ground, jogging track, fitness station, lawn bowling, elderly fitness area, Tai Chi Plaza, children play area, cycling tracks, multi-purpose lawn areas, soft landscaping, and also covered walkway that connects through the sports city to the station. Also, a multi-purpose open plaza and lots of soft landscaping, also with connecting facilities like covered walkways to the residential areas. And we, in the early days, we had a value management workshop and also parties from Harbourfront commissions also were there. And basically, we come up with four visions. The first one is the entrance for the station. And the second one is the multi-purpose center for the community. And the third one, we regard that as a civic center for the city. And lastly, most important one, is the landmark and icon for Hong Kong. Size is 12 hectares, so it's very sizable, quite big. And lengthwise is 1.2 kilometers. And the width is 150 meters. And even the narrowest part is 45 meters. And it's very big, but as compared to Paris, it's not as big, but it's compatible in size. And Paris, you can probably, you've all been there, is the Eiffel Tower and the garden and all that. And also relates to Trafalgar Square, St. Mark in Venice, and also in Milan, the Duomo in Milan. And interestingly, the Duomo Square is quite compatible, quite near what we're doing, because instead of a cathedral, we have a station building. And besides that, we have a series of colonnades, and that interface between the squares and the building. Activity-wise, we have more quiet and vibrant space, as you can see. And also at night, countdown and outdoor performance as well. Activity-wise, cycling, lawn bowling, photo-taking, children play area, jogging, exercise, etc. In terms of constraints, I just name a few. The first one is the MTR, as you can see. That's go through right through the center of the site. Also, a box cover that goes through the river as well as other parts of the site. And also the underground street that goes into the site. And also maybe a monorail that also going through the main portion of the site. And possibly a station that will land right in the middle, that next to the Kai Tak station. So the main context. So what we have to do is, one of the main theme is to evacuate 25,000 people from Sports City right into the Kai Tak station. So we need to do cover walkways that links between the two, and through which all these activities, leisure activities, are on that path, namely the lawn bowling, the cycling cycling ground, and also all the gardens and the water features. And you can see all the site forces are related, and because that is, we see that as a hub for the whole of the area. And from quiet area to vibrant area, so that would be a kind of, we do it mainly with trees, and so it works as a kind of a sequence of spaces with different functions. First, I want to identify the kind of connections, the connectivities that through the site. As said before, that's the sports city. We have a kind of a connection cover walkway into the station. And also here is the cover walkway into the residential areas. And also the underground street that connects with the MTR, also with the cover walkway. And also the blue ones, as you can see below, are the two edges, basically the colonnades in which they are in related to the spaces. And that's a section through there. So you can see the kind of a lawn in the, to works together with the colonnade, also the cover walkway in the middle. That's the cover walkway space. That's the water space. Through that, we can see the colonnade on the edges, also the lawn bowling on the other side. You can see the water bodies, the cover walkway through that, also into the lawn bowling. The other one is walking down into the lawn bowling area, through the cover walkway, overlooking on the other side, the colonnade, into the deck, looking back. And we're going to the canopy of trees. And many space in Hong Kong, I feel that need a lot more trees, so in the summer people can enjoy it into the open space. So what we're trying to do, instead of many of the hard landscape, we use the Kai Tak current of vitality, use that as the tree as the main theme in our open space. So what we're proposing is a canopy of trees. This is in Paris, Tuileries Gardens. So in the summer, people can actually sit under there, so it's quite enjoyable and cool as well. Other space, also they have cafes and things underneath, so musical performance, all sorts of activities can go underneath. That's London, near St. Martin, Central St. Martin, outside Central St. Martin's. They also have a similar features, smaller in scale, but it also works as shades in summer, so it's very popular. So what we're trying to do is to carve series of spaces as a kind of a pocket. So different activities can take place, like fitness station, children play area, pet garden, elderly fitness area, and also Tai Chi garden. So it read as a kind of pockets of activities. So this is a kind of a new version of a kind of, so people can walk underneath as well. So they can do both at the same time. That's another view. And on this side is the cover walkway. And the cover walkway also links to the shopping center, to the sports city on the first floor, and also to the other side, a kind of a shopping center as well, under the station building. So it works on both ways, the connectivity of people going up into the lawn onto the first floor and also walking underneath as a cover walkway. As you can see, the cover walkway extended right into the building. The water feature, it helps the microclimate and also work as a link between the kind of the Kai Tak River, which is have a very wide 50 meters deck. So it mediates between the two. That is a perspective looking to the cover walkway and also the lawn bowling. And also a kind of a major deck area street performance. People could sit there or going up into the first floor that connects with the station building and also the Kaitak Sports City. And you can see here a kind of a colonnade, a shopping colonnade that links right through the site. And examples you can see in Stanley Waterfronts that we did some years ago. And also the water bodies can refer to Science Park Phase 2. Through the covered walkway into the pond. On your right is the station building. Back to the covered walkway again. On the far side would be a kind of a more openness. So the space would be 24 hours open to the public. And here on this side is more open plaza and multi-purpose activities. So they could do countdowns before New Year's on New Year's Eve and very activities. And that what would look like. Lastly, we'll talk about a little bit about the cycling path. That's the way that goes through our site, and also the ways goes to the waterfront. Thank you.
好，唔該曬你哋嘅presentation 啊。咁我喺一陣間會俾大家發問同埋俾意見啦。咁但我即係 like every other project 都。我都會即係同大家提一提點嘅，就係話即係其實啟德區呢度300多公頃嘅地嚇，咁都會上嚟依一個委員會咧就去討論嘅嚇。咁我留意到依一個 station square 嘅位置咧，其實同嗰個海濱咧都有一啲距離嘅嚇，即係佢唔係直接喺海濱。咁所以 Wild Member 可以係即係表達意見啦，咁但我都希望大家嘅意見咧，都係即係個焦點啦，係集中翻嗰、那個即係同海濱嘅關係啊，同埋佢同海濱嗰個聯繫。咁當然其他嘅意見係歡迎嘅，我相信 proponent 都會希望聽到大家其他嘅意見。咁但如果我要控制嘅時間嘅時候，可能我都會嚇、啊、即係希望大家將海濱。的意見咧係優先提出嚇，好，阿 Ivan，
唔該，小主席，我覺得 Harbour Uni 做得好好啊，安排今日個議程咧，頭先個 project proponent 咧就已經解答咗大主席同我嘅問題，咁誒、那個 presentation 對我嚟講就冇乜 cultural gap， 咁啊非常容易理解，都多謝小主席提咗我哋，即係原來個 VM workshop 已經一年啦，即係真係原來時間真係過得好快，因為我都有去過 VM workshop。Project proponent 今日 present 出嚟，我見到我覺得必須要好正面咁去肯定嘅就係、是、關於個 connectivity 同埋整個 overall green space 啊，即係喺佢個project 同埋整個 Harbourfront 個關係係展述得非常之清晰，咁我哋作為一啲 part time 嘅委員係非常容易理解。我希望即係其他嗰啲政府部門可以參考啦。咁呢個係幫到我哋委員去理解啲 project proponent 送上嚟嘅嘢嘅。咁 specifically 講翻呢個 project 咧，就首先我會覺得佢嗰個 open space 嗰個採用一種我哋叫 passive space design 咧，係非常高興見到，即係唔係一啲擺好多 element 落去，反而係一啲空間係令到啲人可以自己去進行佢自己嘅活動，令到佢形成咗一個空間一個特性啦。咁尤其我會覺得個 canopy of trees 係一個都我會非常之支持，同埋好希望佢實現到嘅一個設計嘅主題。 個 water feature 同樣我都見到係一啲好 passive、好靜、好好 subtle、好 low profile 嘅 design， 但係就 yet 係 create 咗一個好 bold 嘅 design statement。但我睇到嘅咧就係所有呢啲 design 咧，其實有一樣嘢好重要嘅咧，就係將來個 management 係唔係可以做到而家 project proponent table 上嚟俾我哋 HC 同埋佢打咗好多影像出嚟，包括喺世界各地我哋見到嘅公共空間。咁將來我哋呢個station square 做唔做到咧？就反而我相信嗰個 management 係非常重要，尤其有一點重要嘅咧就係、我哋香港中意樣嘢去 fans off 加威力，咁我好希望相關管理嘅部門 LCSD 今日可唔可以好肯定話俾我哋呢個委員會知，佢有冇打算將來喺呢度加翻啲 fencing 啊、威力啊方便去管理？咁另外我亦都即係想講翻嘅就係嗰、那個其實單車徑相對我是覺得失望的，即係我覺得他是將單車徑兜咗出去他的設計，不要入嚟搞我。咁呢個我理解的，因為香港單車徑很得意嘅，即係用一些 highway standard 去設計嘅。咁唔係幫我哋 integrate 啲 space 嘅，係幫我哋 segregate 一啲 space 嘅。咁最後一點我想提的就係、是、其實都關於個 management 嘅。剛才我所有見到的東西令到我有很高的 expectation、我有一個很高的期待，但是這些很高的期待是需要它周邊的空間、它周邊的 building 的用途、所有的不同的商業的活動、所有的人才可以將這些空間帶到剛才我們見到的景象，帶到有咁 vibrant， 咁多 variety， 咁所以其實我真係好希望聽到一啲承諾喺呢個管理嗰方面嘅部門，係咪真係可以做到頭先我見到咁多景象？多謝主席。
好，唔該 ，Ivan。阿婆。
Yeah, my first item is on this map. I look at the green connections with the waterfront, and I miss the most important one.I'm not sure why you have excluded it. Mm-hmm. Can you see what is missing? I mean, most people will, I'm sure, follow Kaitek River to go to the waterfront, but you don't indicate it here. So I just wonder why you have not indicated that most important linkage between the waterfront and the park, which is really kind of like under through the roads to the waterfront.And it's not indicated here. So I'm not sure why, but to me, in the case, I don't know what it means that you haven't done that. But it surprises me. But you may be having explanations for that. What I hope to see from you is what are the dog routes? So which routes can people walk with dogs through this park? I also like to see where people can cycle through the park, because there is an MTR station in the middle of the park.And I'll promise you, I will be on my bicycle riding through your park, and I leave my bike at the entrance of the MTR station. And I don't care you're going to prosecute me, but I will be the first one to do that. I will demonstrate to the public that they should all come on their bicycle, drive through the park, go to the MTR station, and put their bicycle at the entrance. And I will ask the whole public, everybody who cycles in Hong Kong, to do this on the first day you open.I'll promise you now, I will invite to them to do that. So to me, to show a park design with an MTR station in the middle, but not showing where people can cycle without cycling routes, I mean, there must be something wrong with you, or wrong with government, or wrong with whatever, but it doesn't make any sense. This area is going to be an area which is fantastically cyclable. We have massive cycling routes.There are many destinations for kids, for residents, for people working in the hospital to go back to the MTR station. But you don't care. So to me, I don't know. You must have good reasons for it. But if not, in any case, I promise you, a few hundred bicycles on the first day you open the park, through the park, irrespective of prosecution. I promise you that. The next thing I'd like to... you know, the what I hope we can learn a little bit, Cadogan Park, cargo working area in Wet Kennedy Town, the Cyberport Park, they're all they were all kind of temporary facilities, and therefore not much was done, and therefore people love it. And I hope you could have the same approach to this. So reduce every possible structure, plant the trees, put the greening, that minimize every impediment, so that we can see, as people start using Kitech and living there, they what they want, how they use the area, and then put something in place. But I would be very reluctant to suggest that you put all these water features and structures, and I would keep the area as plain and simple as possible, and then see how people start using it. I don't think it should be on us to predict how the future residents of Kitech should behave. And I think it should be a much better way to make it one big piece open grass with a couple of trees, and then see where people walk, how people move, what they want, what they don't want, and then start doing things to the space, rather than try to regiment everything up front as an approach. So, Chairman, that is as on the approach side, and I hope to get some feedback from government. So I'd like to see that it's reduced. In terms of design of the MTR building and the water features, and the porosity of that is quite interesting. I hope it can be much more open so that people can walk wherever, and then you can design for it rather than try to force people in certain ways. But as far as the cover is concerned, I believe that's a good idea to have that cover, and there is a major alignment, of course, for people to walk from the residence to the MTR station, from the sports station to the MTR station. But would you not extend that on the south side? And if so, why not? And why you seem to stop at the sports stadium, but why would you not extend it? And I don't understand how the covers work on the north side, which is with the residential estates. I'm kind of confused how the covers are going to connect through the park.
Okay, thank you, Paul. Freddy.
我用廣東話講啦，多謝主席。其實我都好認同主席一開頭講咧，呢個委員會我哋要講翻啲同海濱有關嘅嘢，所以設計上嘅嘢我就唔多想講啦。雖然如果要講嘅話，好多嘢我都好唔同意嘅。咁不過咧有幾樣嘢我想特別提一提，就係關於嗰個cover walkway。似乎香港人對 cover walkway 有一種 obsession 咧，呢種 obsession 係好難解釋，就係怕落雨啦，怕太陽啦。怕太陽我都明嘅，即係呢個我明嘅。但係怕太陽呢個問題咧，係你其實自己都後來講咗個答案出嚟，就係你種多啲樹咧就得㗎啦。咁所以其實你 quote 倫敦啊呢、這個 Saint Martins 外邊嗰個又好。你 quote 巴黎 Tuileries Gardens 又好，其實唔需要咁遠，你去 Victoria Park 睇下都已經有好大嘅 tree crowns 可以遮到嗰條路，已經行得好舒服噶啦。咁所以其實我反而覺得你嗰啲 cover walkways 將你個 urban space 咧揀到碎曬，尤其是本來呢個 space 已經係好 linear 嘅 space 咧，你係更加令到佢更 linear， 更加 accentuate 咗佢斬到好碎嗰個感覺。所以希望你諗諗有冇必要咁 extensive 嘅 cover walkway， 同埋 cover walkway 係由一點 A 去到一點 B。如果呢個 A 同 B 係人民生活所需嘅，日日都要行嘅，咁我都仲理解。但係如果你個 cover walkway 只不過係去個 sports park， 去個 sports city 嘅話咧，咁其實我會覺得你可以有第二啲 alternative 去諗下個 cover walkway 啦。咁呢個一點啦。第二點咧，就我想提一提，就係、是可能我唔係好 update， 希望有關你哋嘅同事可以 update 下我，究竟而家仲有冇個 monorail？
有
嘛？
呢個
咪
你
研究緊啊？
你遲到，
研究緊。
唔係呢樣研究咗好多年，有定冇？對於個 plaza 嗰個空間，究竟有定冇？點解要研究咁多年呢？
2017有報告嘛，今朝頭先第一個報告
係嘛？喂，真係你有同冇，對於成個空間有條大蛇喺上面行，同冇條大蛇喺上面行係爭好遠嘅喎。我哋而家喺度講任何呢啲 設計上嘅嘢冇意思喎。如果你突然間有條嘢喺橫空咁飛過嘅話，嚇、啊！即係呢個，我希望大家真係有少少決心，同埋有少少俾個目標，俾個目標俾自己定，究竟有定冇？有嘅 treatment 係點？冇嘅 treatment 係點？好冇？咁第三樣嘢我想講嘅就係，我唔知幾時 since 幾時呢個 lawn bowling becomes national sports of Hong Kong， 即係點解無端端一個你一開場第一句話 this is the largest urban space in Hong Kong， and then 跟住你有一大忽用嚟做 lawn bowling。lawn bowling 有你可以俾到幾多人玩呢？係咪應該係要嚟做一啲 public space， 可能係西貢嗰個 waterfront 就已經可以多啲人用得到咧？點解會去 assign 一個 use 俾某一個特定嘅 space， 而令至到其他人係 excluded 嘅咧？咁呢個我諗要諗一諗嗰個 connectivity 嗰個本身嗰個原則係有所違背啊！我覺得呢樣嘢可能呢個需要有關方面幫我諗諗。多謝。
好，唔該曬。啊，時間有限啦，因為頭先我一開場就話我五點鐘要交場俾下一個會啦，咁所以雖然大家都問咗好多超越咗海濱嚇嘅問題同埋表達咗意見，咁但係我都即係俾機會大家講，但係 on the other hand 我要管時間嚇，咁所以就睇下 proponent 對於頭先嘅意見有冇回應。
小主席啊，咁咧就咁我咧就想講咧就係話，如果講嗰個 SFA 即係話 surgical accommodation， 包括頭先阿 Freddie 講嘅 lawn bowling 啊，或者係其他嗰啲設施嘅需求咧，咁我就交俾康文署嘅同事同我哋答。咁至於關於設計嘅嘢咧，我哋一陣間咧就綜合幾點咧，就阿 Thomas 可以處理。
OK， 咁啊，主席，咁我稍微少少解釋啦。頭先亦都講咗咧，譬如 lawn bowling 呢一個 issue 啦，咁 lawn bowling 咧其實喺整個九龍區咧係冇任何 lawn bowl 嘅康文處冇嘅，咁而喺香港嗰邊咧，我哋係喺維園嗰邊我哋會有，咁於是乎咧，我哋就會諗下就係咪喺翻九龍區裏邊咧，我哋都有翻一個 lawn bowl 喺度擺喺度咧，咁呢個係其我哋考慮因素啦。亦都係喺我哋嗰、那個VM workshop 嗰度咧，即係嗰個價值管理工作坊嘅時候咧，亦都係委員同當日參與嘅朋友咧，係提議咧，同埋大家都認同咗我哋啊，都係應該喺九龍區咧有個 lawn bowl 啦咁。咁另外一樣嘢咧，頭先我記得就係委員亦都曾經係提問過個 cycle track 嘅問題。咁 cycle track 咧，我哋知道咧就係土木工程處咧係研究緊喺啟德嗰邊咧係一個 cycle track 嘅。咁而喺康文署嗰個立場嚟講咧，就係話我哋係好著重咧喺我哋嘅場地裡面所有即係、就是、使用者佢哋安全嘅，呢個係我哋嗰、那個嘅一個 point 啦。咁至於 management 嗰邊咧，我諗另外一位我哋同事阿 Brent 就會解釋㗎啦。
好，係唔該主席。咁我好多謝阿 Ivan 咧提關於嗰、那個究竟咁闊嘅一個廣場有冇一啲將來喺管理上面有冇一啲fence off 啊，或者係gallery 啊喺個管理上面要做嘅安排咧，咁樣都好多謝你嘅關注。咁其實咧呢、這個正正就係我哋擔心嘅問題嚟嘅。不過與此同時咧，我哋接觸地區嘅議員嘅時候咧，佢哋就另外一種聲音嘅。咦？咁會唔會有啲人喺度聚集？星期六日啲賓會又聚集，構成一啲噪音啊？或者係你哋有冇啲人群控制啊？諸如此類嚇。咁我哋喺呢度可以應承你咧，可以就係話咧，我哋會盡力利用我哋手頭上嘅資源，無論係人手嘅資源啊，我哋任何嘅措施啊、執法啊等等嘅資源咧。我哋係會做到最好嘅嚇，咁多謝你嚇。
好，唔該。我提出一點，即係關於嗰個管理問題，我喺呢度海濱事務委員會，我哋個立場就係話，我哋即係相信喺海濱嘅公共空間咧，都係即係全部都是全民共享的，亦都冇話分開國籍啊、性別啊嗰、那個即係相見咧。其實即係我哋相信我哋嘅公共空間是全民共享嚇。咁係有冇其他補充？頭先 proponent 係
主席，我唯一答一答關於個 minimize 個 feature 嗰樣嘢。 實在嗰、那個 instead of 個 building 嗰度，實在我哋係好 minimize 嘅，因為嗰啲 building 咧 ，strictly speaking 咧，就係、是、當然係中間嗰度，亦係當然 outside 我哋嘅西咧，就係、是、個 station building 啦、啊、嚇。咁其他嗰啲咧，就係、是、basically 係啲 plan room 啊，同埋啲廁所啊 ，changing room 啊，同埋 LCSC 嗰啲 office， 就係黑色嗰啲咧，就係、是、building 嚟嘅啫。其他嗰啲咧，實在係任行都得嘅，係完全 totally accessible。咁正講翻，可能你覺得呢個係因為會係令到啲人行唔到咧，實在所有嗰啲 canopy of trees 下邊咧都可以行得到，所以係12公頃可能有少少即係清清 room 嗰啲行唔到之外咧，係 basically 係任大眾行嘅嚇，呢個第一點。Cover walkway 嗰度咧，呢、這個都睇到嚇。Cover walkway 咧，因為我哋係要因為係體育城嗰度要係疏散25,000人，係喺一個鐘頭內係要去到嗰個 station， 所以咧就要做呢個係cover walkway 嚇。咁除咗呢個，仲有因為佢有 noise 嘅問題啦，所以咧我哋做到咧，因為都幾 extensive， 所以我哋唯一嘅方法去做咧，就唔係真係用一個 structure 嘅方法去做。咁啊，第一就會唔美觀啦，就好肉酸啦。所以我哋咧係用個 lawn 嘅形式去做，做一個 three-dimensional lawn。咁所以咧，佢哋咧就會 hidden under 呢個 plane of lawns。咁同埋佢係行呢個 cover walkway 嗰陣時咧，係可以有水體啦，同埋唔同嘅sports 嘅設施，咁可以 integrate 埋成呢個係個 idea 嘅。
好，唔該。咁我
主席，想係想回應一下建築署，想回應一下坡關於點解唔行啟德河出呢個海 waterfront 嘅問題，呢個重要嘅，我都知道，我哋其實知道嘅呢、這個嚇。咁、咧，但係點解我哋唔喺張圖度顯示出嚟咧？就係、是因為咧我哋唔想誤導海濱事務委員會啊嚇，因為咧喺嗰個沿住啟德河咧，而家去到呢、這個中九龍幹線下邊有一個空間咧，係我知道 CDD 仲有啲技術問題未解決到啊嚇，咁咧所以 CDD 就仲需要啲時間去解決同呢、這個路政署嚇。咁我就想留待 CDD 同路政署解決咗嗰個空間問題嚇，先至我諗 CDD 會過喺第二個時間度再同海濱事務委員會交代點樣可以沿住啟德河行到出去 waterfront。就我唔想喺呢個車站廣場呢個工程嗰度即係預早顯示出嚟，但我哋最終政府係做唔到咯
嚇。你可能講咗啲我哋唔應該聽嘅嘢。
多謝。
係啊，喂，嗱咁樣，我唔想再阻時間，我都知道大家可能即係會繼續關注呢件事情，咁我想啟德 office take up 呢件事情嚇。係啦，
每一句兩樣嘢，第一就係關於 cycle track 咧，其實將個 cycle track manager 去到公園入邊每一個角落一啲重要嘅地方，仍然係我哋今次單車呢個 study 嘅一個目標嚟嘅，我哋從來都冇放棄到嘅。咁我哋再會同翻 project team 而研究下點樣可以改善。就住啟德河嗰、那個即係、就是、暢達性行到去呢、這個海邊嘅問題咧，其實啟德河佢自己本身係一個公園嚟嘅，公園佢入邊亦都有walkway 嘅。咁樣點樣去即係逼呼一啲hurdles 咧？當然啦，即係永遠都係需要解決嘅。咁我哋都會繼續朝住呢個方向做。
OK， 因為我哋唔知道嗰個啟德河嗰度都會有一啲嘅 highway structure 啊嗰啲咁嘅嘢喺度。咁我記得我哋呢個委員會咧，亦都曾經花過好多時間咧，係去睇嗰啲 highway structure 底下可唔可以做得好啲，讓行人通過出到海濱嚇。咁、我哋個假設就係呢樣嘢係做緊或者係做到嘅。咁剛才嗰個信息咧，就令我有少少憂慮咧，就係話喂，其實係咪嗰度即係講完，我哋以為得嗰啲，其實係唔得㗎咁所以咧，我又唔想喺度討論，因為咧就嚟夠鐘嚇。咁翻譯緊㗎係嘛？係啦。 咁所以我就想啟德 office 咧就依件事情咧係去跟進。咁我覺得 to be fair to 個 proponent， 你係咁問個 proponent 條啟德河口過唔過出唔出到街咧，咁就唔關呢個 proponent 事嘅，所以我又唔想喺依度糾纏。咁所以我希望交翻俾啟德 office 咧去處理呢一樣嘢，好嗎？譯翻唔翻譯到啊 ？OK。I understand it's a major thing, but I think it's not appropriate for this proponent to give you an answer, because this is the proponent for the Station Square. So with my experience in this committee, I understand that it will be futile, even if you push on this question for one more hour, because they are not the responsible person to answer your question. So we would like only want to know.Their project, how does it connect to the waterfront, and that is the only issue that we can push the proponent to do. But whether that flyover structure underneath can be passed through to the waterfront, well, I'm sure that is beyond the capacity to answer you. So I don't think we need to waste time pushing for something that would not happen. Yeah.But I think I have expressed enough that this is a crucial issue that the committee would like to follow up. And I have already emphasized the importance of this issue. Right? Translate your mail.
Yeah, no, I got it. You spoke in English, you didn't recognize that. So my only point for the park specifically is I think the cross point between the river and the MTR station, where now there is a water feature plant, that space of that water feature is the most important plaza space in this entire park. And I don't understand why that would be a water feature. If you have any place where there will be gathering of people, it's right outside the MTR station, right there on that cross point on the river of the MTR station.So I don't understand why that space would be where you put a water feature. So, because I think that's where the people want to be. You don't want to put water there. So, but that's my point on the park itself.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. 好啦，因為時間關係咧，我諗真係要即係喺依度要 draw a line。多謝大家嗰個意見嚇。咁、我亦都即係俾大家講咗一啲喺海濱之外嘅一啲意見㗎啦。咁希望 proponent 即係都聽到即係大家俾咗嘅意見，尤其是係關於嗰、那個管理嗰個公園入邊，我哋希望係即係減少即係一啲多餘嘅障礙嚇，咁同埋支持嗰、那個即係嗰個 canopy of trees 嚇、啊，咁啊，我諗個希望管理嗰度可以開放咯多啲啦，係啊，好。
好，咁多謝主席同埋多謝各位委員俾我哋意見啦。咁我哋就會跟住下一步，我哋會繼續按政府基本工程嗰個程序會推展呢一個項目嘅。係
喎，同埋幾時會起好啊？呢、這個？
這個我哋即係咁講咯，即係我哋都會跟翻嗰個程序。一切順利，我哋咧就會向立法會係申請撥款，然之後係推展呢個項目嘅。
主席，我想問一問，我哋有 agree 到即係呢個 lawn bowling 呢樣嘢係一個 appropriate？即係對呢個通達性係一樣好嘅事咩？即係我覺得，如果成個海濱事務委員會嘅基本原則係個通達性嘅話，這個 lawn bowling 係個 obstruction 嚟嘅喎。
我相信呢個好難喺依個委員會入邊去 come up with 一個 agreement。啊、究竟即應該玩 lawn bowling 啦，亦或玩真 bowling？
OK， 我完全 respect 呢個委員會響呢一個距離同海濱嘅距離嘅問題，但我想 record 嘅話，我係反對。
已經 record 咗㗎啦。
代表控 I 反對呢個 lawn bowling 呢樣嘢，因為我覺得呢個完全係違反咗嗰個通達性嗰樣嘢。
OK， 好，多謝你嘅意見。好，唔該曬。